Hello, and welcome to The Slow Revolution, the podcast where we explore the pros and cons of slowing down in a fast and impatient world. I'm Carl Honoré, your host, and today my guest is Vincent Dupin. Vincent is the founder of Into the Tribe, an online travel agency that offers unplugged, digital-free trips in Europe. Or, to put it another way, holidays without your smartphone. To me, this has all kinds of appeal. Sure, I love my smartphone, but I know how easily it can go from being wonderful tool to weapon of mass distraction. Over the years, I've got pretty good at switching off. These days, my two favorite words are airplane mode. But I know that many people need help unplugging. And that's where Vincent comes in. Signing up for one of the retreats he runs means surrendering your smartphone for a few days. No screens, no excuses, no backsliding. The only option is to relax, slow down, and get on with a serious business of having fun and enjoying the moment. The other day, I called Vincent on Skype to chat about his work and the evolving place of technology in our lives. And this is what happened next. Here I am with Vincent.
Hi, Carl.
Timing is perfect, I think. We're well into July now, so a lot of people are already on vacation, or some will be going soon, including me. I, for instance, am going to stay in a chateau in France, which has no Wi-Fi and no cell phone connection. And to me, that sounds like a gift from heaven. But I think a lot of people, when they hear that, their first reaction is panic. They think, how can I survive, you know, a day, let alone a week, without being online? I'm wondering if, when you hear that reaction from people, because I'm sure you do, if you think to yourself, those people are a lost cause, or are they simply customers of yours? They're your customers that don't yet know that they're your customers.
Of course, they are not a lost cause, because most of the people who live in cities now are over-connected. So for some people, the first impression is, yes, oh my God, how can I do without internet during 3-4 days? But in my travel agency, Into the Tribe, we are doing trips where people are disconnected and also happy, because when they go to holidays with us, they are totally disconnected. So they don't have access to internet, to apps, or social networks, but they do a lot of activities like sports, arts, gastronomic activities, and they are traveling as a group, so they meet new friends also. That's cool.
So what sorts of places do they go? Where are you doing your trips at the moment?
For the moment, I did two trips in France and Spain. The first trip was in central France, in the middle of the forest, and we were in a beautiful castle. And there we enjoy a 3-day trip where we done a cooking class, but also yoga, paintball, kayaking, and also a mountain bike. And we do another trips in Catalonia in May also, and there we made sailing boats, but also a wine degustation, yoga, cooking class.
It's interesting that you, in each example, you rattle off a list of the activities that will be on offer. Do you think that's essential if we're taking away the technology and the distraction, that people have to have activities to fill the void?
It's not essential, but it's a plus, because today we can go to a very far country where there is no networks, and you will not feel the lack of connection. You will not miss it, okay? If you go tomorrow to Mongolia, you will have no connection, and you can leave and you will forget the connection quickly. The thing is that in Europe, the Wi-Fi is everywhere, the network is everywhere, so it's better to disconnect within a group and with a lot of activities. It's easier, and also it's funnier.
Is that because people are so addicted to the adrenaline rush of being connected electronically that they almost need to have that replaced by a different kind of adrenaline rush?
Yes, I think so. And today the problem is that people are more and more connected every day, and they are missing the chance to interact with others and to appreciate every moment. We know that at his office, an executive receives like 50 emails a day. He checks his phones 150 times a day.
Some people, when they offer an alternative to that, they use the word, you know, detoxification, because they do regard the technology as a kind of addiction. But sometimes people will offer, rather than activities to fill that void left by the switch off, they'll say, well, it's time to relearn the lost art of simply doing nothing or just being. Is that part of what you're suggesting people do, or do you feel that they really do need those activities to be scheduled for them?
I think it's easier with the activities because you have a lot of things to do during your day. But during my trip, there is also times where you can just chill out in the garden, chill out on the beach. You can read a book. You can also just sit in the forest. In my trips into the tribe, we are not doing too much activities. We are doing some activities. Like this, you can enjoy your holidays, but you have also like free time where you can just relax, chill out, and have the time to think. Because there is also one thing that we are using a lot smartphones and internet because we are afraid to be alone with ourselves. I mean, like, we are afraid to sometimes to think. Mm-hmm. So during my trip, I try to keep some place for this kind of time, the kind of time where you can just be alone, sit in a garden and think about what are your goals in the week, in the months, or in your life. I don't know.
And the people who went on the two tours you've done so far, how did they find it? What did they like and what did they dislike?
So the first thing, I was really happy that they didn't miss the smartphones.
Not even in the beginning, there were no withdrawal symptoms on day one?
Yeah, during the first 2 hours, they were looking at their pockets. Sometimes they miss it when they go to bed or when they wake up. But in general, they were really happy to disconnect. And they didn't miss it more than, you know, they didn't miss it in general. And they were really happy about the program. They were really happy about the activities, about the meals that we take as a group. They are really happy about the service. They make a lot of compliments about the accommodations, food, but also the organization of activities. So yeah, in general, they are very happy. And some of my customers who were in France are coming in Greece now. So I'm happy too.
Oh, right. Oh, that's always a good sign, isn't it? Who are your customers? Is there a typical age range or professional background? Or who is your target audience and who's coming out to your trips?
Most of them are living in big cities. So most of them are coming from Paris, London or Barcelona, these kind of big cities. And they are kind of stressful job. They spend a lot of time at the office. They spend a lot of time in front of a screen. They are quite young, like between 25 and 35 years old. Mm-hmm. Most of them are executive or entrepreneurs.
Right, so they're the kind of people who are always on in their normal lives, who are
connected, probably
more than they want to be. Let me ask you sort of broad question. You've kind of touched on it, but I just wonder if you could lay it down in maybe a list format. What do you think we lose in this always on, always connected culture, and what do we then gain by switching off and going on trips a bit like the ones you're offering?
Oh, we lose a lot. We lose a lot of true moments. We lose a lot of social interactions, and the over connection makes some problems. For example, we have problem of concentrations. We have some problems for the creativity. We have some problems to think also, and we can have physical problems. Like neck pain, but also sleeping problems or eating problems, like disorders. So the good thing with the digital trips that we offer into the tribe is that you disconnect from the digital to reconnect to others and to reconnect to nature. So this is very important nowadays to have some times in your life, especially during your free times. To disconnect totally.
You put your finger on something important there, I think, which is nature, and it's a key part, I think, of slowing down and connecting with things that are simple and real and human. And obviously the trips you're doing tend to be in bucolic settings. They're not in the middle of big cities. Do you think that that's inevitable, that the only way to do the kind of, the only way to make the kind of offering that you're doing is to leave the big city? Or would it, can you imagine yourself offering trips in Barcelona or London or Paris, where people do also disconnect and have a slow, unconnected vacation?
I don't know if it's the only way to go to the nature. For me, it's the best way, because we are a bit lost in the middle of nowhere, which is a very good feeling, I think. But no, there is some possible trips we can make in big cities. But I think it's more difficult because the temptation of going to Wi-Fi, you know, is high. But there is some projects about digital detox bars, for example. When you go to one bar, you let your smartphone at the entry of the bar, and you are enjoying 100% of your time speaking with your friends, speaking with your wife, or I don't know. So there is some small digital detox that you can do in big cities. To make a full trip, yes, it's possible, I think. But for me, it's better to go to the nature, because you disconnect, okay, it's good, but also you reconnect to the nature, and it is really important for humans, I mean.
What about when people come back after one of your trips? Do they then adopt a new relationship with technology once they get back to the big city and their fast, demanding jobs? Or do they just go back to the old way?
Yes, in Into the Tribe trips, we are giving them tips in order to make the digital detox after the trip. So yes, during our trip, they are disconnected during 3 days, during 1 week, but they have to do it after. And that's why I give them tips, like, for example, you should not use your mobile during the first hour of the day, because it's a period of time where your brain is working a lot and you have to think about your goals. You have to be creative at this time of the day. I also tell them to don't put their mobile in their room, because it's a problem for sleeping. It could make sleeping disorders. I give them some tips also during social moments. For example, when they are in restaurants, they can all put their mobile on the table, and the first one who take the mobile can pay the bill.
Yeah, stacking.
And it works. And it works, actually. It works.
Yeah. Yes, I think that it shows that the tectonic plates are shifting and that people are looking for new rules and social norms and protocols around the technology to get the most out of it, so that the gadgets become tools rather than weapons that enslave us. I think it's interesting to hear that you're getting people to do that when they get back home. Do you hear from those customers afterwards saying, yes, I'm doing this, that tip really worked for me?
Yes. I speak with some customers who told me that, yeah, that they use the tips that I give them, the techniques that I give them, and it works for them. The thing is that they still have to be very connected during their job, but they try at least to disconnect the most they can during their free time. And this is really important for the beginning.
Mm-hmm. When you look at the travel tourism market, do you see any rivals to Into the Tribe? Any other companies that are doing similar things?
Yes, there is some hotels who are doing a digital detox package. The thing is that when you go to a hotel and you put your smartphone and your computer in a safety box, okay, this is very good because you are disconnected and it's a really good step. The problem is that most of the time it's in big cities, so you have to you can have access to computers or to Wi-Fi easily. So I think there is some competitors, but it's not the same approach. My approach Into the Tribe is more friendly, and it's more focused on pleasure and activities, sports, arts, gastronomy. So yeah, there is competitions, and I'm sure there will be more and more competitions, because the over connection is a problem, and digital detox could be one solution. Mm.
There are many people around the world who are preaching the need to detox or switch off their gadgets and so on to other people. And I meet a lot of these folk at conferences and so on. And I often find that in their own private lives, they're not really walking the talk. In other words, they are constantly distracted by their phones and looking at their inbox 24 hours a day and finding it very hard to switch off. What about you personally? How do you interact with your smartphone? And has that relationship changed as you've got deeper into this work you're doing with Into the Tribe?
Yes, you're right. So me, for example, I had my first smartphones last year when I started this company. Before I had a dumb phone, and for me it was enough. I didn't need a smartphone. Now I need a smartphone because I have to reply to customers when I'm traveling. But anyway, I try to do the tips I tell others. Try to do it for myself. So yeah, me, I don't connect the morning. I try to disconnect before sleeping. I'm never connected when I have in lunch, when I have dinner, when I am in the parties. And when I go out of my home and when I finish work, I take out the network. So I have only access to calls and text and SMS. And this is enough for me.
Well, that may be a good place to wrap things up, perhaps with a final question about how you vacation yourself. I know that because Into the Tribe is taking off, you're very busy. You're not taking any holiday this summer, and who knows when your next vacation will be. But when it comes, where will you go, and will you also be smartphone free?
Yes. Yes, I will go, I hope, this winter. I will go to Colombia, and I think I will stay there like 3 or 4 weeks. And I think I will just take a dumb phone, and I will have a, I'm going to a internet cafe once a week to check if I have important emails. But yeah, of course, I will do a real digital detox for me also.
Fabulous. That sounds like my kind of holiday. Well, look, thank you very much, Vincent, for taking the time to talk us through this adventure that you're on.
Thank you, Carl. And if I can just say a last word, there is 2 digital detox trips. We are coming soon from 17th to 24th September in Chia in Greece, and for from 13th to 16th October in Portugal, close to Lisbon, in a beautiful natural park. So I'm waiting for you and everyone who comes.
Well, I'm certainly tempted. Let me ask you to give a website address where people can go and find out more or maybe sign up to come along.
So yes, the website is intothetribe.com.
Perfect.
www.intothetribe.com.
And I will put that on the show page as well. So a million thanks, and more power to you, Vincent.
Thank you very much for this call.
That's the end of this episode of The Slow Revolution. Hope you enjoyed it and that it gave you some food for thought. It certainly inspired me. I now can't wait for my own smartphone-free holiday to start. Just 2 days to go now. For more information about Vincent and his agency, Into the Tribe, check out the Slow Revolution show page at my website at www.carlhonore.com. And keep an eye out for future episodes of The Slow Revolution. More are coming soon. So till next time, stay well and stay slow.